If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you have the mindset of an entrepreneur, even if you haven't yet started a business. The problem with being an entrepreneur is that you have to wear so many hats. It's not just about creating great products or services. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, Shopify can help you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's unique style. Shopify can also accelerate your content creation. They're packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from A Book of Cheerful Counsel by Nixon Waterman, published in 1909. Am I a genius? You hope and perchance believe, no doubt, that when you have a full opportunity to show the world what sort of timber you are made of, that people will look upon you as being a, quote, genius. Almost every person cherishes some such aspiration. And why not? Such a trend of thought is to be encouraged. It is proper and commendable. We would all be geniuses if we could. The world admires a genius. If you are the genuine article, it seeks your autograph, prints your picture in books and magazines, and when you pass away, it is likely to build a monument over your remains. Can we all be geniuses? Some say we can, and some say we cannot. Some say geniuses are born, and some say they are self-made. When Thomas Edison, the famous inventor, was asked for his definition of genius, he answered, 2% is genius, and 90% is hard work. This definition of genius quite agrees with that given by the American statesman Alexander Hamilton, who said, "All the genius I have lies in just this. When I have a subject in hand, I study it profoundly. Day and night it is before me. I explore it in all its bearings. My mind becomes pervaded with it. Then the effort which I eventually make, the people are pleased to call genius. It is the fruit of labor and thought." Helvetius, the famous French philosopher, says, "Genius is nothing but a continued attention." And Buffon tells us that genius is only a protracted patience. William Turner, the great landscape painter, when asked how he had achieved his great success, replied, "I have no secret but hard work. This is a secret that many never learn, and they do not succeed because they do not learn it. Labor is the genius that changes the world from ugliness to beauty." The English poet and statesman Lord Lytton adds, "The person who succeeds above others is the one who early in life clearly discerns their object, and toward that object habitually directs their powers. Even genius itself is but fine observation strengthened by fixity of purpose. Every person who observes vigilantly and resolves steadfastly grows unconsciously into genius." Now that you have asked the question, am I a genius, why not carefully think it over and determine what the answer should be? Have you patience and determination? Are you cultivating the habit of sticking to it? I have noted with pride that through thick and through thin, if you cling to a thing, whatever your aim, you are certain to win. Sometimes when I feel just like shirking a task or quitting the work I'm pursuing, I recall the rule of stick-to-itiveness, and then I turn to whatever my hands are about, and with fortified purpose renew it. As a result, the end for which I have set out is soon and often unexpectedly reached. The sages declare that true genius, so-called, is simply the will to keep at it. A won't-give-up purpose is never forestalled, no matter what foes may combat it. And most of humankind's vaunted progress has been made because of this, if the world only knew it. Genius has a twin sibling whose name is patience. The one is quite often mistaken for the other, which is not strange since they resemble each other so closely their most intimate friends can scarcely tell them apart. These two siblings usually work together, which enables the world to tell who and what they are. For whenever either of them is employed singly and alone, they are hardly ever recognized. One of these siblings plants the tree, and the other cares for it until the fruit is finally matured. The tree which genius plants would never amount to much if patience were to grow tired of watering and caring for it. There are weeds to be kept down, branches to be pruned, soil to be looked after, and many things must be done before the fruit is ready to harvest. If patience were to refuse to work at any time, the whole undertaking would prove a failure. But it does not. It performs its plain, simple duty, day after day, year after year, until after long waiting, there is the beautiful fruit at last. The fruit looks very pretty, but it is not yet quite ripe. Pick it too soon and it will shrivel up and lack flavor. But patience has learned to wait until the day and the hour of perfection is at hand. And lo, there is the great reward. The people say, "See this wonderful fruit that grew on the tree which genius planted." But genius, who is wiser than the multitude, says, "See this wonderful fruit that grew on the tree which patience tended." Patience and perseverance are the qualities that enable you to work out your problems in school and your larger problems in the big university of life. Toil holds all genius as its own, for in its grasp a strength is hid, to make of polished words or stone a poem or a pyramid. It has been truly said that if we pick up a grain a day, and add it to our heap, we shall soon learn by happy experience the power of little things as applied to intellectual processes and possessions. The road to success, says the world's philosophers, is not to be traveled in great strides. Step by step, little by little, bit by bit, that is the way to wealth. That is the way to wisdom. That is the way to glory. The men and women who are most likely to achieve success in life are the ones who, when young, learn to keep pegging away. People seldom mount at a single bound to the ladder's very top. They must slowly climb it, rung by rung, with many a start and stop. And the winner is sure to be the one who labors day by day. For the world has learned that the safest plan is to keep on pegging away. You have read, of course, about the hare and the tortoise. The tale is an old one. The hare was sure he had time to pause and browse about and play. So the tortoise won the race because he just kept pegging away. A little toil and a little rest, and a little more earned than spent, he's sure to bring you to an honest goal and a blessing of glad content. And so, though skies may frown or smile, be diligent day by day. Reward shall greet you after a while if you just keep pegging away. The Chinese tell a story about one of their countrymen, a student, who, disheartened by the difficulties in his way, threw down his books in despair. Then he saw a woman rubbing a crowbar on a stone and inquired the reason. She told him that she wanted a needle and thought she would rub down the crowbar till she got it small enough. Provoked by this example of patience to try again, he resumed his studies and became one of the foremost scholars of the empire. Here are some more examples. After more than 10 years of wandering through the unexplored depths of the primeval forests of America in the study of birds and animals, Audubon was determined to publish the results of his painstaking energy. He went to Philadelphia with a portfolio of 200 sheets, filled with colored delineations of about 1,000 birds, drawn life-size. Being obliged to leave the city before making final arrangements as to their publication, he placed his drawings in the warehouse of a friend. On his return a few weeks later, he found to his utter dismay that the precious fruits of his wanderings had been utterly destroyed by rats. The shock threw him into a fever of several weeks' duration, but with returning health his native energy came back. And taking up his gun and game bag, his pencils and drawing book, he went forward to the forest as joyfully as if nothing had happened. He set to work again, pleased with the thought that he might now make better drawings than he had done before, and in 3 years his portfolio was refilled. When Thomas Carlyle had finished the first volume of his French Revolution, he lent the manuscript to a friend to read. A maid, finding what she supposed to be a bundle of waste paper on the parlor floor, used it to light the kitchen fire. Without spending any time in uttering lamentations, the author set to work and triumphantly reproduced the book in the form in which it now appears. Charles Dickens famously once said that perseverance and patience were the strong points of his character, and ultimately the source of his success. Remember always that life isn't a spurt, but a long, steady climb. You can't run far uphill without stopping to sit down. Some people do a day's work, and then spend 6 lolling around admiring it. They rush at a thing wildly and use up all their wind in that. And when they've rested and got their energy back, they rush off wildly again in a new direction. Says the poet James Whitcomb Riley, "For 20 years I tried to get into one magazine. Back came my manuscripts eternally. I kept on. In the 20th year, that magazine accepted one of my articles." The individuals who stick with it and stick to it are the ones who achieve results. It does not pay to scatter one's energies. If you cannot succeed at one thing, you are even less likely to succeed at many things. Let me wrap up today's talk by telling you an old story about how a father taught his young daughter to gather more berries than the other girls and boys. One day when Mary Wales and a half dozen of her friends were starting with their pails to gather berries, Her paw pulled her aside and whispered to her, "First find your bush, and then stick to it till you've picked it clean. Let your friends go chasing all about in search of better bushes. It's the picking that tells, my child. To look at 50 bushes doesn't count like picking one." And Mary did as she was told, and sure enough, she found that by sticking to her bush, while all the others chased around in search of better picking, it was just as her father said. For while the others looked, she worked, and thus came out ahead. And Mary remembered this lesson when she became an adult. First of all, she always laid out a well-determined plan. So while the brilliant dabblers failed with all their brains and scattered push, wise and steady-going Mary won by sticking to her bush.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.